If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thethreews.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thethreews.thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. We're back here with you on American Voice Radio. So excited. We have a great show. We are going to, for the first part, we're going to be talking about the new millennia stress. Have you heard about that? Well, we're going to get into that. Are you stressed out? Well, that's a segment you want to listen to. And then for the second part of the show, we have scheduled author Gary Null, PhD. He's the author of the book Reboot Your Brain. So we're going to talk with him about some natural approaches to fighting off memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's, brain aging, and a whole lot more. So he's going to be with us for the second part of the show. And we have a crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our righteous men and women in the military. And I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. And praying for God's righteous leadership to be restored to America, because we're going to need his help to do that. You know, it's our job to ask. And if it's his will, then it will be done. But, you know, seek the Lord's face. Mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got in the cracker? Oh, we got some new nanotech here. Futurists, you know, they've long speculated on the nanotechnology thing, you know, the engineering of materials or devices at the real small molecule scale. They say it's going to revolutionize virtually every field that it touches, including medicine. Right now, they're including some molecule-sized robots they're working on, the size smaller than capsules that can detect and even treat disease. So the nanotechnology should radically alter human capabilities, they say, even giving us infrared or night vision, extend our lifespans, and maybe give us the ability to work in outer space on other planetary colonies. I know that kind of sounds far-fetched. But the nanomedicine is not too far off, according to experts, and they describe there's differences in nanotechnology and biometrics. Do you know what the difference is? Well, according to experts, nanotechnology is a technology that involves the ability to manipulate matter on a nanometer scale. That's equivalent to 1/1,000,000th of a meter. And biometrics, on the other hand, involves the development of unique artificial surfaces or devices or even systems through the inspiration and of naturally occurring processes or systems. So it's interesting. We'll see how that goes, especially in the field of medicine. What else is in the quack report? Let's see. Well, let's see if you believe this. According to a number of reported cases, there's measles in the United States this year, three times the annual average. Dr. Carly and I are going to talk about this next time here on the show. She'll be with us here on the 17th. But there seems to be 175 measles cases so far this year compared to the typical average of 60 cases. Now, according to the Center for Disease Control, they are blaming it on people who have been unvaccinated or on people who have gone to other countries and were exposed to unvaccinated people and brought it back here. So people that are traveling abroad, they say, are at risk and are becoming infected. Well, my question is now, if they are already vaccinated, because you have to be to leave the country usually to go to other countries, why are they getting infected? So that's up for debate, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Carly about that. What else is in the quack report? Let's see. Scientists, they say they are going to be able to reprogram your childhood memories. According to a magazine, Popular Science, they have a small group of studies that have been demonstrating that scientists are on the cusp of being able to erase your memories and rewrite them. Whoa, that's dangerous stuff. Earlier this year, scientists published a study conducted at the University of Washington in which volunteers took a survey about eating and drinking habits before they turned 16 years old. A week later, the participants were given a personalized analysis of their answers, which falsely stated what they had gotten sick from, let's say, a vodka or rum drink as a teen. And one in five participants not only didn't notice the lie, but also recalled the false memory about it. So studies have been isolating some chemical compounds, which can utilize or subdue or even delete memories in mice. They hope to someday translate that to guess who, you and me. At Emory University, researcher led the research from a report published in June that the SR8993 is a drug that acts on the brain's opioid receptors, actually prevent fear memory from formulating. So scientists hope to understand how the brain's neurons are working that are able to encode memory and order to target their treatments. Oh, yeah, target their treatments. Maybe erase the memory that you're a Christian. What else is in the quack report? Let's see. Here's an interesting thing. They found that stimulating the brain with an electrode can offer the patient the emotion of determination. That's right. So they apply electric current to a particular part of the brain. It makes people feel a sense of determination. See, these men were having some routine procedures to locate lesions on their brains that were causing their epileptic seizures. But when all of a sudden they felt this sense of foreboding, overwhelming desire to persevere against even looming hardship. So the findings could help researchers, they say, develop treatments for depression and other disorders where people are debilitated or they lack motivation. So they say it's the anterior mid cingulate cortex that seems to be the important area that helps offer that response of determination. So they're going to probably be tinkering in the brain before long. Last but not least in the quack report, we're going to be talking about the millennia stress, and this kind of fits in because the millennials, these are the people that are 18 to 33 years of age. Guess what? Harvard University Institute of Politics have taken a survey, and a majority of these people in that age group, the youngest adults here in the United States, would vote to recall President Obama. Young Americans are turning against Barack Obama and Obamacare, according to this new survey. And the most startling finding is that a majority of Americans under the age of 25 would favor throwing Obama out of office. I don't think that's startling at all. It just makes total sense to me. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about this millennial stress. I don't know if you've heard about this, but recent reports are showing the youth of America are having difficulty coping with stress, and the statistics are anything but positive. So we've talked about stress before on the show here, and the middle-aged, the baby boomers, actually have been used to have the high stress demographics in the United States. However, the young adults in America are quickly bringing up the rear, and they're surpassing the stress levels of their parents and grandparents. So let's take a look at what we can do to not just cope with stress, but be in control of our exposure to stress, because, folks, coping is not controlling. There's a big difference there. So we're going to hopefully shed some light on that right now. Let's talk about the diseases that stress tend to provoke, because stress can be the breeding ground for physical and psychological problems, such as, you know, lowering your immunity or creating sleep deprivation or even depression and anxiety. So guess what? The media has created a new catchphrase for our modern era of stress, and they're calling it millennial stress. Now, the age group which seems to be affected most by millennial stress are those ages 18 to 33, you know, the people that want to vote Obama out of office. So the age group here is called the millennials, which seem to be the most anxious and depressed. Now, the next age category most affected is those of the ages of 34 to 47, also known as Generation X, and they are followed by the baby boomers, ages 48 to 66. Now, the elderly are those over the age of 67, and they showed the least amount of millennial stress. Now, as you can probably ascertain, there are many factors that can stress us out regardless of which generation we're in. Now, the USA Today, they did a survey, and they found that there are four main categories contributing to massive stress, and they are 73% say it's money, 59% say it's relationships, 56% say family obligations, and 55% say the influence of politics over the economy. So let's look at some of these coping mechanisms that we've, you know, come up with to deal with the stress, because you might be asking, how are we coping with this millennial stress? Now, for the most part, each generation seems to be using almost the same coping mechanisms, just maybe not in the same order of prevalence. Now, the young adults, ages 18 to 33, also known as the millennials, they report that the way that they cope in order of prevalence is they listen to music, they spend time with friends or family, they play video games, or they surf the internet, or they eat something. Now, the Generation Xers, those are the ages of 34 to 47, they cope by listening to music, they spend time with family and friends, they play video games, and they also surf the internet, and lastly, they may eat something. So the baby boomers now, ages 48 to 66, they cope with stress kind of like the same as the Generation Xers. All right, so let's talk about the stress pulse that we've been exposed to here. What this means is our youngest generation is more likely to be diagnosed with a mental disorder brought about by extreme stress or constant stress. So the millennials are going to be, if not already, the most stressed out generation of our time. According to the USA Today survey, 39% of our youth report that their stress level has increased in the last 12 months. Approximately 52% are saying that they are losing sleep and they have an official medical diagnosis of depression or anxiety in their health records. According to the American Psychological Association, there is a 10-point scale to measure your millennial stress. Now, if your stress level score is a 1, well, you're hardly affected by stress at all. But if your score is a 10, it represents extreme stress. So a year ago, the average millennial stress level was about a 4.9. Now, the age group that falls into the millennials, the 18 to 33-year-olds, they have an average score of 8. Now, marketing researcher Mike Hyas of Arcadia, California, he's also the author of The Millennial Momentum. He says that the millennials don't know where they're going in life, and this adds to their stress level. They are also the most pampered generation. He also says they have high expectations while growing up in a tough economy. So there's about 1.7 million millennials unemployed, which makes up about 13% of their age group. So the job picture is respectively bleak, and this produces a lot of stress. Even the ones that are employed, they tend to face $150,000 to $200,000 in student loans, and they have no choice but to continue to live with family. That creates a situation where they feel stuck and they can't move forward. So you can understand why that could be stressful, and not only on the young folks, but also on the parents. Let's talk about what are the medical answers. What is the allopathic medicine community saying all about this? Well, the standard answer is that this problem from the medical field is that there are more mental health services and drugs available to the millennials than in past generations. You know, just drug them, you know. Prozac wasn't enough in grade school. Well, let's just add some Prozac to that. Now, scientific research has shown that antidepressants can actually magnify anxiety and sleep disorders and a slew of other side effects, including heart disease and even suicide. And according to Ronald Kiesler of Harvard Medical School in Boston, he says they don't know why the young people are more stressed today. Now, he really doesn't seem to think that there's any outstanding stimuli to indicate that this is anything to worry about, since he explains that anxiety and depression tend to subside as people get older. Not in every case. So now he obviously hasn't noticed that the millennials are coping with stress in more sedentary ways, like, you know, eating, playing video games. 59% of them are doing that. So this actually can contribute to weight gain and diabetes that compounds their depression. Not good. Then they're on a lot of drugs and side effects and more drugs for the side effects. So what could be a common element that's driving this? Well, if the millennials are the most stressed, depressed, and anxious generation to date, what do you suppose could be contributing to this? Well, research from Stony Brook University and the University of Pittsburgh have linked mental illness, that depression and anxiety, to electronic media. Now, the study was done at the University of Pittsburgh. It showed that men are more depressed than women because they tend to mull over the negative experiences more. Now, would you say computers and cell phones are to blame for this? Well, technology is contributing, but it is the operator's fault and responsibility, if you will, if they are not controlling the use of their technology. So let's say you have 500 friends on Facebook or 500 TV channels, and at the push of a button, you're going to expose yourself to maybe bullying or stalking or character defamation or even shallow and immoral examples of behavior. That's got to have a negative impact. Yeah. So when common sense is used to buffer the negative exposure available through technology and the internet, guess what? The stress impact is lower. Otherwise, our young people are going to obsess over things that are outside their control, and they can become anxious and depressed over it. So the generation which is able to control or limit their exposure to technology has the lower stress level, and that would be the baby boomers. Yeah, they get it. You know, too much excess is not really good for you. So basically, like I said, coping is not controlling. So drowning ourselves in video games, food, or maybe even alcohol basically is a weak attempt to cope with anxiety and depression. So what we have to do is control, to the best of our ability, the stimuli that contributes to our depression and anxiety. Now, Dr. Randolph Bird, he shocked the medical and scientific community when he released some research that he did at San Francisco Hospital on the power of prayer and health. He stated that there was a significant difference in the quality of recovery among patients who prayed or received prayer from others. So some physicians are taking prayer seriously to help treat their patients. Duke University also did a similar study in 2005, and studies on prayer reducing depression and anxiety appeared in 2009 in the Journal of Clinical Nursing. So the folks at belief.net, they report that those who are depressed tend to find hope and comfort when they read the Book of Psalms. And you'll be amazed how the stress of life can be lifted when you seek the Lord's face and trust in Him. Now, He asks you to give Him your burdens. He wants to help you succeed. You know what I say? Do your due diligence and let Him. So assistance from above is just assistance from above. It's just like a gift. So not only does prayer help us to overcome, but God's good herbs are also here for the service of man. You can read that for yourself in Psalms 104. Verse 14. So instead of turning to the pharmaceuticals for depression or anxiety, you know, why not try some herbs that will, you know, calm the nervous system without sedation and while improving, you know, important brain function. So instead of sleep, you know, drugs for sleep, you know, that can have some dangerous side effects, why not use some herbs that tend to relax your muscles and help calm the mind? So you can naturally drift off to sleep, something Michael Jackson forgot how to do. So you have options, which you can exercise to help you regain control instead of merely coping. And if you want to learn more on how to do that, you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask about specific products like the valerian root tincture, the emotional stress formula, the relaxation formula, and their body foundation nutritional food mix. And you can say goodbye to millennial stress. Don't forget your prayer. That's also good. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, I hear the folks at Apothecary Herbs had a very busy Black Friday and Cyber Monday. They sold out of quite a few of their formulas, but they're making more. That's what they do. And so you can log on to their website and check them out. And, of course, if you missed the sales that they had for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you know what you can do? You can sign up for their free online newsletters, either the Health Quest or the American Survival. Go to thepowerherbs.com and click on newsletters to do that. And inside, not only will there be great information, empowering information for you, and that's absolutely free, the subscriptions are free, but you'll also get discount coupons that you can use towards your herbal products at thepowerherbs.com website. So it's worth signing up for, and you can save 15, 20, 25% sometimes on special offers and empower yourself with good health. You know, give the gift of health this year, either to yourself or to someone you care about, right? You know, people are calling all over the place knowing that you know, they got problems if they're dependent on a pharmaceutical product, which keeps going up cost, and with the uncertainty of the healthcare in this country, people are a little anxious about that. No doubt. You know, a little millennia stress for everybody when it comes to their lifelong drugs they're on, using them as crutches. So, you know, that a crutch is not strengthening to the body. You want to strengthen the body. So there's ways to do that. And in a few minutes here, we're going to be talking with Gary Nall, PhD, author of Reboot Your Brain. Now, he's a guy that likes to empower people. He likes to go out and he likes to strengthen folks. And I really like his book. I think it would be a great gift for the holiday season. If you want to go out and purchase a copy, I think it's well worth the funds that you'd spend. And it's got a variety of recipes in here. So it's not only, you know, telling you what you need to do, it's telling you how you can do it, you know, giving you guidance. So as you know, Gary Nall, international renowned expert in the field of health and nutrition, and he's authored over 70 books on healthy living. And also, he is host of the Gary Nall Show, longest-running nationally syndicated health talk radio show. So he's going to be joining us here for the second part of the show and empower us all. Of course, I loved his book. I mean, it's like, how many pages is this book? It's over 400 pages, but it's such an easy read, folks. I mean, his heart and soul is in this book. You won't be able to put it down. You'll keep reading. This is an easy no-brainer, you know, especially when it's Reboot Your Brain. I'm serious. If you know somebody that has MS or memory problems or Alzheimer's or dementia, this is a vital thing to have, you know, information. This is power. This is about having the information, the wherewithal, to reverse those problems without drugs, without surgery, without, you know, the liability that comes with modern healthcare. So it would behoove you to have this in your library. If you don't have these memory problems or brain problems now, have it handy for somebody, you know. Run over to Amazon or your nearest bookstore, and for $25, you'll have a life-saving novel, basically, in your hand, sort of like my Power Herbs book. It's all about herbs to use for certain things. So Gary's about nutritional elements, your diet, exercise, and some other supplements. So we're going to get into that when we have him here on the show. But in the interim, sign up for your free online newsletters, the Power Herbs. Go there. Click on newsletters. Now, the American Survival is a health, political, newsworthy kind of publication that covers a gamut of things, and several people are writing for that. If you just want the natural health stuff, then sign up for the HealthQuest newsletter, either or both, whichever you prefer. And do that at thepowerherbs.com. You have to have email. It's not a printed copy. It's not a hard copy. So those of you that do not have computers or email, I'm sorry. I do apologize. But you know what? You can go to your library and download the Herb Talk Live shows. Go to thepowerherbs.com, click on archives, and they're listed by topic. And you can download the topics you want, put them on a CD, and then take them home with you. So a lot of folks are doing that. Or just simply call thepowerherbs.com, folks, at 866-229-3663 and get a free product catalog. We're going to take a break, but talk with Gary Nall on the other side. Stay with us.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hey, we got a special guest, folks. You know, don't fear those senior moments. Simple lifestyle changes you can make to keep your mind as healthy as your body. And that is an endorsement for this book that I have in my hot little hands. And it's written by author Gary Null, PhD. Reboot your brain, make a great gift. Or just put it in your library because eventually you'll be cracking that open. It's a natural approach to fighting memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's, brain aging, and more. And of course, you know the name Gary Null. He's an international renowned expert in the field of health and nutrition, and he's the author of more than 70 books on healthy living. and he's the director of more than 100 critical acclaimed full-featured documentaries, and he also has the Gary Null Show, which is the country's longest-running nationally syndicated health show, and he lives in New York City, and he joins us now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Null. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing fine. I appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. I loved your book. It's very easy to read and understand, and you have a gift for writing and conveying some technical information in a very common language that everybody's going to appreciate. And I think people should have this in their health library or give it as a gift this season, this Christmas season. It's going to be the best $25 I think they ever spent. Now, you talk about reversing these memory, Alzheimer's, dementia problems without drugs. Can you give us a little idea of how that's going to work?
Sure, but I'd like to take you back in time first when I was growing up in a small town in West Virginia called Parkersburg. I noticed early on, why I noticed, I can't tell you, but I noticed that no one ever got healthier the older they got. In fact, where I grew up, which is a relatively conservative small environment, people accepted that certain ages in life, they would go into different disease states. It was thought to be common by the 40s, you'd have diabetes or high blood pressure. You'd be overweight by 50s. You might have heart disease, maybe cancer by 60 if you made it to 60. Many didn't. Then you were considered to have lived a good long life. Mm. And I never saw a person go against that. And when I came to New York City, right out of college, the first thing I realized was that I was dealing with people who weren't holding on to this idea that everything is inevitable. When I began to do my doctoral work, and to get a PhD, unlike an MD you have to have a knowledge of pathology, the nature of disease. For a PhD, depending upon your specialization, you have to prove what is called mastery of field, which means you have to contribute something unique and original to the field. And when I was looking at all the different things that we live by, I thought, who says that we can't reverse or slow down aging? Where is it written? Well, we were told the brain is fixed. By a certain age, your brain is going to be only losing neurons, your cells, and the more neurons you lose, then at a certain point you'll start to lose your memory, your short-term memory. Then you'll end up losing your long-term memory. Then you end up with dementia and Alzheimer's, and it's inevitable. Well, it's not. I spent 35 years in anti-aging research, and a 30 of that is a research fellow at the Institute of Biology. And here's what I found. I found that with relatively simple, uncomplicated steps, we can actually slow down and actually reverse the aging of our brain. And just like the new sciences of heart disease, we know that heart disease is not inevitable and we can reverse it. Congestive heart failure we can reverse, and arrhythmias we can reverse, tachycardia. But also, I want to test this. So 3 years ago, I invited people from my radio audience who had confirmed brain loss. Now, that could manifest in different ways. Some it was Alzheimer's, others it was multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's. And we had a large group, and they had to have medical verification, and that even though it had nothing to do with medicine, it was medically supervised by a board-certified neurologist specializing in brain and also a professor of neurology at Mount Sinai Medical School. Over a period of 1 year, meeting once a week for 3 hours, and we were able to make changes in people's lifestyle to the point where almost everything they were doing before they no longer did. Now, I didn't ask people to do all this at once because most people, it's not going to happen. But if you tell people you want them to make one change per week, that's it, one single change per week, that's doable. But they can't go back on it. So once you make it, own it. Don't go back. Well, at the end of a year, that means you've actually changed 104 different things. How do I mean? You've stopped something that's negative. You added something that's positive. So that's how it works. Now, what is the number one cause of brain aging? I don't care what kind of problem you've got. It's inflammation. Inflammation is also the underlying cause of almost all heart disease. It's not cholesterol. That is old, archaic information. The same is true for the brain. When you can turn off inflammation in the brain, then you turn off the process by which the brain ages and the neurons are destroyed. So what causes inflammation? Things that we can be aware of that we could change. Well, one of the worst things you could do for your brain, I'm only talking about the brain, it will hurt other organs as well, is alcohol. But how can that be true? We were told about 15 years ago we needed alcohol. In fact, one or two drinks a day is actually good for you.
Yeah.
No, that was all wrong. I, unlike a lot of people, as a clinician, as a board-certified person in my field, as a registered dietitian, as a nutritionist certified, I see a lot of people. But I also am a research scientist. So I went to France. I went to Italy and Spain. I went to Ireland. I went to all the countries where this so-called paradox was supposed to happen, which meant that they had a high-fat diet that is supposed to contribute to heart disease, but they had low incidence of heart disease compared to Americans. Well, when you go to where the actual French paradox occurred, here's what you find. Most of the people in that area are farmers. Most of them do not spray their own food. They choose to have organic food for their family, or they grow it for the market. It's a different matter. They almost always have a big bowl of fruit on the table at all times. Grapes are as common in their diet as a banana or apple is into our diet. They tend to eat small amounts of food per dish. So look at the size of a small saucer. That's about the size of the average plate. They don't pile everything onto a plate and just eat it. No, they eat one thing at a time. They take their time. Vegetables are very big, and they have vegetables. They make vegetables in ways that we haven't. Beans are common. Whole grains are common. Whole grain bread, something the average American has never eaten in their life, has no semblance to the, you know, white processed bread that we eat. They rarely eat a margarine, almost never. Instead, they have, at every table, you see extra virgin olive oil. You'll see all kinds of olives around the dish. In one place I was, there were over 20 different types of olives, and there were little toothpicks in the middle. So you take a toothpick, and you take the olive you want, and eat it. They also had fermented foods like sauerkraut that we rarely eat in our society, but we should because it has probiotics, which is good for digestion, great for ulcers. They finish almost every meal, the Italians in particular, finish almost every meal with a fruit. They have fresh fish, not farm-raised fish. When you're eating tilapia, catfish, trout, you're eating farm-raised fish.
Right.
I wouldn't touch farm-raised fish. They're eating fresh fish. They also eat small portions of everything, so you don't see morbid obesity, and you especially don't see obesity in their children. In fact, in France, ADD is only 0.5% in all children. In the United States, a report out today shows that 22% of all 14-year-old boys, 12 to 14-year-old boys, are diagnosed with ADHD and all medications, psychiatric medications. Well, is there something genetically wrong with American boys? No. When I was going to school, when you were going to school, nobody had ADHD and ADD. No one was taking Ritalin, and no one was committing suicide. Today, the number one cause of death in 14-year-old boys is suicide. No one. I asked my father, my uncles, I asked my school teachers, the oldest school teacher is about 80. When was the last time you saw a kid at our high school, the largest in the state of West Virginia, Parkersburg High School, kill himself? How about never? All right? So suddenly we have all these thousands upon thousands of kids every year killing themselves in the United States, and that's supposed to be normal? Well, it's not. And all these kids are supposed to be having brain chemical imbalance. They don't have it. So anyhow, but in France, you're not allowed just to go and pig out on junk food. You don't eat when you want. You can eat four times a day, and it's structured what you eat, and to make sure that you eat what you need. And there's actual parental guidance, something that you really don't have in the United States, to the degree that we should. There are certainly individual parents who do, but the majority of parents don't.
Well, Dr. Nell, you remind me of the cultural studies talking just about that, because they, whenever they do cultural studies, they notice the low prevalence of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, and it's usually in the Mediterranean areas they have those low incidences, and it's because of how they eat, a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, the diets you were just mentioning, actually.
Well, omega-3 fatty acids, both from vegetables and from fish, turn off inflammation. It'll turn off inflammation in the brain, in your heart, in your arteries. It'll turn it off in your joints, in your musculature with fibromyalgia. Absolutely. See, what's good is what helps the brain helps the rest of the body. Now, yes, glycerol phosphorylcholine, a natural occurring substance, will help the brain specifically. Phosphatidylserine will help the brain at 200 milligrams. Ginkgo biloba helps the whole body, vasodilator, improves circulation and blood going to the brain. Mm-hmm. But the number one thing you want to have for your brain is you want to have coenzyme Q10. It protects your heart from a heart attack. We could cut all heart attacks and strokes in the United States by half. In 1 year, we could save 500,000 people from dying if the average American took 300 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 in the morning, 300 milligrams in the afternoon, 300 milligrams in the evening with NADH, 20 milligrams each time. If we took vitamin E, a natural full spectrum, meaning alpha, beta, gamma, and delta, tocopherols, one tablet, 1,000 units, 800,000 units a day with tocotrienols, we could cut that. We would give the heart what it needs. You would thin your blood so you don't have to worry about clotting. And 20 to 25,000 people will die this year from taking aspirin and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatories instead of thinning their blood naturally. When you have a green vegetable juice, when you have some celery and green apple together and cucumber, you've just thinned your blood. You've helped prevent a stroke. But you also are nourishing the brain. You're taking toxins, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, mercury out of the body. And that's important. When you give yourself magnesium, 1,000 milligrams of magnesium citrate and calcium citrate each day, you're helping to feed the heart. You're helping prevent a heart attack and stroke. So when you want to help the brain, you have to feed the brain. And that means you have to stop, even though it will be painful, even though it will go against your culture, even though you'll feel at times like, gee whiz, it's not worth it. But it is worth it. When you can give up the junk food that is inflammatory, the alcohol that's inflammatory. And my final statement on this, once I visited that area of France and I saw the people were physically active, they rarely watched television, they didn't watch it all in the daytime, they had their family meal together. That's a very big deal. All around the world, all over the world, where people are living the longest lives and are the healthiest, the family values mean something. They have a meal together. I'm a big believer in that. And you were mentioning a diet. I could take you to Formosa. I could take you to Okinawa. I can take you to Japan and show you people living longer by 10 to 15 years in vital health than in the United States. We might get drugs that will keep us alive longer, but we don't have vital health. How long should the average American be living? Ideally, 150 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we messed that up because of how much damage we did to our DNA early in life. So how long could the average person right now listening expect to live without disease, any disease, because there is no disease normal to the aging process, none? Well, you should be able to live about, I would say right now, if you did everything you should be doing, exercising, de-stressing, cleaning up your environment, cleaning up your diet, taking your right supplements, about 110 years with mm-hmm. no disease. So even in your 80s, you can still add quality years to your life. So at the end of this one-year study, I'll give you two examples. One is a woman. Her name is Marie McGovern, a professor at New York University, unable to work, unable to function for a number of years because she had advanced Alzheimer's. She was taken down to the Rush Center at New York University for Alzheimer's patients, did no good. And she had been sitting in her apartment in her sweatpants for 6 months, no showering, nothing. She didn't know how to feed herself. She didn't know how to comb her hair, didn't take care of herself, couldn't go out of the apartment because she wouldn't remember which apartment she lived in. Money was no value because she wouldn't know how to use it and how to buy anything. She had someone drop her off some Chinese food once a day. Finally, she had to be taken to an assisted living center. On the way across the George Washington Bridge, her driver heard me talking about the study was going to start that night and swung around, brought her, and we filmed everyone because I wanted to see the changes physically on camera before and after. Mm-hmm. Plus, they had to have their medical records. And she couldn't even hold her head up. She was drooling. Well, today, Maureen McGovern is a normal person. In fact, so normal that 2 years ago, before a group of 6,000 scientists and physicians at the World Congress on Anti-Aging Medicine in Washington, D.C., where I was a keynote speaker to present a scientific paper on a different matter, I walked out. I was given 22 minutes. There's this cavernous big hall. It's a very boring affair. It's all very technical, but it's part of what you do when you're a scientist and you want to prove that, you know, and share what you have that's legitimate. You publish your results. You present before other scientists so they can give you feedback. Anyhow, it had made it through all these hurdles to get accepted in there and to be a keynote speech. So instead of doing my speech on menopause, because I had reversed menopause in these women, 287 women, I'd reverse all their menopausal symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats, thinning of the skin, weight gain, mood swings, depression, thinning of the eyebrows, thinning of the hair, brittleness and discoloration, fungus under the nails, all that gone, youthful vitality regained, mucous membranes, including vaginal secretions, normalized, and normal estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone levels established by actual blood and saliva test. That was supposed to be what I was going to talk about. Then in and of itself, that was a revolutionary concept, by the way, which is discussed in depth with the whole protocol, how to reverse all the symptoms of menopause and reboot your brain. But be that as it may, here I am, and I say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do something that I realize is a little unconventional. You've been talking this whole day about, well, if you had this amount of money, you could do this stem cell research to change this mitochondrial function in the brain to have a little better symptom in a person with dementia or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or ALS. I'd like to introduce you to two people. First person is Jonathan Ortega. He's 16 years old. His mother and father are here with him. They're both New York City police officers. Jonathan came out. Jonathan spoke for about a minute about what he liked to do. You know, he liked to cook. And I said, Jonathan, what do you have in your hand? He said, well, I have these cards, which are Outstanding Student of the Week. And how long have you been Outstanding Student of the Week? He said, 10 months. I said to the parents, what makes this unique? The mother said, because Jonathan didn't speak for 10 to 12 years. He had full-blown autism. He could grunt. He was violent. And we were going to put him in a psychiatric institution because he was already on 4 psych meds. And they said we'd have put him on a 5th med, but it killed him. And I heard you on the radio, and we tried. I came to your office. You put him on a protocol, and 12 months later, while he was in the kitchen, he went to the door and says, Mother, I'm going outside. She said, I almost dropped on the floor. I hadn't heard him speak in 12 years, and now he's speaking. He's a normal functioning kid in a normal school, top of his class, playing the piano, guitar, no ADD, no ADHD, and no autism at all.
Well, okay. Gary, can I jump in here and ask you what you think the cause of autism is?
Oh, there's no question. Anyone who is honest, which is no government official. Look, in America, we have to make a decision, and it's a simple decision. We either want bureaucracy or we want democracy. And bureaucracy is the bureaucracy, the medical industrial complex, and those governmental agencies like the CDC and the FDA that support the pharmaceutical approach to everything. It is the massive amount of vaccines that they're given, not right. just mercury, thimerosal, in 24 micrograms, and the flu vaccine and others, but it's the aluminum. Aluminum is a neurotoxin. It will destroy brain cells, and especially when a mother is getting a flu vaccine, that mercury goes right into the placenta and through it and into the developing fetus. When you're giving young children who are developing normally, and meeting all their markers, talking, crawling, eye contact, sustainable eye contact, and suddenly they get 10, 12 shots and they go into a dark place, every mother knows that something wrong has happened. There is no doctor, oh, I shouldn't say that because so many of them are so damn arrogant they think they're gods, but there is no doctor that will ever know your child as well as you know it.
Right.
And it's time the American women stood up and got in the face of this tyranny and said, I know my child. My child was developing normally. Now, you can collectively and individually deny that what you did caused these symptoms, but the truth will win out. Well, the truth is now winning out. I've done 3 award-winning documentaries on vaccines. The latest is The Silent Epidemic, the truth about vaccines. They're neither safe nor effective. And only people who are top scientists in the world in immunology and vaccinology and pediatrics were in the film. And we looked at over 5,000 peer-reviewed studies on the safety and efficacy of vaccines. When people know the truth, they're appalled. If vaccine makers felt so confident their vaccines were safe and effective, then why are they the only group in all of medicine that makes it you can't sue them? They got themselves indemnified. So if your kid dies or is injured, too bad. You can't sue the manufacturer. You can sue the manufacturer if you have a heart condition, you take a heart drug, cancer, take chemotherapy, neuroleptics, anywhere else you can get, you can have your day in court. Not with this. That's how bad they are. It's a profit center of unmitigated disaster. In any case, that is the primary cause. Now, yes, it is not genetic. There's never been a genetic epidemic in world history. At every level, they failed to answer the issues. So anyhow, after Jonathan spoke, I then brought out Maureen McGovern, and I said, Maureen, tell us about the kind of literature you like reading today. And she went on, and I said, Maureen, you take people to the museums and show them classic paintings and describe the history. If that's one of your joys, were you also a curator for Lloyd's of London and their famous paintings? Yes. She spoke for about 2 minutes, and I said, no. What makes these two people unique is Maureen had full-blown, advanced Alzheimer's. To our knowledge, she is the only person in the world who has ever made this kind of recovery. And Jonathan, he's not the only person who reversed autism. I did a film where over 400 parents had their autism kids reversed, including 9 of those parents were physicians, and 1 a chairman of a department, and 3 were pediatricians. So it's been done, and it's just not being promoted. The moment anyone suggests that a natural approach, vitamin supplements, lifestyle, improves health, you have these bulldogs that protect orthodox medicine, going for your jugular vein, and the media is complicit in not allowing proper alternative positions to be defended or even challenging the orthodoxy. And that's because of who pays for the ads on radio, television, newspapers. So our message of health and healing and happiness and living an authentic and moral and ethical life is rarely given an opportunity to be discussed. And that's why I appreciate the opportunity that you have given me. Hope that answers your question.
Oh, well, absolutely, because we're almost out of time. We only have like a minute left. But, there are a lot of parents that are taking an authorization form for their doctors, their pediatricians to sign that guarantee that the vaccines they're about to give their child are non-harmful and will not have any, serious events. And if the doctors won't sign it, they also
won't. Of course the doctors won't sign, because the doctors know the truth. Sick and tired of the people. Look, yesterday on my radio show, I had one of the most respected medical doctor professors in the world on from the Cochrane Group, and he said that American medicine is complicit, like organized crime of the pharmaceutical industry, because they know the truth, but they're not standing up to the corruption that's permeating the pharmaceutical industry. I said, good for you for having the courage to say that. That is rare. But the average parent today has been so victimized, personally themselves or through their children, they're standing up and they're listening to you. And I appreciate that. Anyhow, I won't take any more of your time. I know that I've talked a lot here. The book is called
We've enjoyed having
Reboot
you. Gary Knoll, PhD, author of Reboot Your Brain. Absolutely. Go out there to the bookstores and get it. It'll be a wonderful asset to your health library. And you've been a delight, Dr. Knoll. Thank you so much for being with us.
I thank you for doing the good work you're doing.
Well, you take care, and we'll talk with you real soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Also, do go get the book, Reboot Your Brain. Absolutely a great read. You will not be disappointed. And I'm just about out of time, but don't forget, coming up on the 17th, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley, and she also has some great stuff, as you know, to empower you with health issues. You got to be aware of these things, folks. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.